Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hope you all had a great weekend. You made it. We are here on Monday, and we are ready to go. We are going to have some fun this morning. We got a bunch of great things lined up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. We're also going to have some fun talking a little bit about how PETA wants to replace Punxsutawney Phil. And I wanted to get into this topic a little bit removed from Groundhog Day, so we're not too, you know, sensitive
gotcha.
In the moment. And everything.
They might be listening.
Right. I don't. That's what I'm going with. We also have the amount of U.S. employees that will miss work today.
That's always fun.
We got that one coming up for you. Plenty more. 9 o'clock hour is going to kick off the way it always does on a Monday with the kitchens open.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Habhager will be in with us for that. We'll have a great time with that one.
Yeah.
Got entertainment news to talk about. Halftime show, Super Bowl a little bit. Commercials, really. We're going to talk about that.
The thing that happened yesterday, right?
Yeah. We've got that lined up for you. We're also going to talk about the percentage of Americans that can fall asleep in under a minute. All that coming up for
fair.
You.
Not fair.
Your studious listeners out there may have noticed that we did not have Brittany Merlot joining us this morning. Brittany has today off. She'll be back with us tomorrow. But, you know, given that we have given our listeners something to not only look forward to and enjoy, but something they expect, we, you know, bring you the weather better than anybody.
That's right. I agree.
I mean Brittany.
She's part of the team, right? Yeah.
So yes. I'm just going to do my best Brittany here for everybody to...
Plenty of sunshine today. Cold. High of -7. Tonight,
wow.
Mostly cloudy and very cold. Snow and flurries at late. Accumulating. Coating. Be careful out there.
All right, it was close.
Not bad.
It was
Not bad.
It was
maybe a little work, maybe. Just a little bit. But yeah.
You really kind of dropped into your bottom register there, Brittany.
Couldn't get
real low.
She's got a cold, I guess. Yeah.
I might hear her a little differently. I might, no. I want to talk about the happiest part of the day that's kicked the show off.
Oh, okay.
And hoping you guys had a good weekend and everybody out there had a great weekend and you enjoyed the game or you didn't, whatever you did.
Who cares?
You enjoyed your Sunday.
I don't even know who won.
Yeah, that's such a cool feeling.
I love that idea. Awesome. She has no interest in it.
I have no idea.
I genuinely think that is really cool. I really do. That's awesome. So, I want to see how long you can go to, Melissa, before you hear who won the Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah. We'll not mention it.
So saying it's the dawn of a new day is sort of a freeing and hopeful expression. I like that phrase. There's certain phrases that I kind of lean on myself and everything. Let's be honest. Some people feel it, and some people are just saying it. That's okay. That's okay. Either one.
Yeah, take it till you make it.
Well, according to a new study, mornings are actually the happiest time of the day. When people are happier, more satisfied, and less downbeat. Apparently, the people doing this survey have never met me.
or Melissa, apparently.
Or worked with me off air. Or dealt with me off air before these mics go out or anything. Experts analyzed data from almost 50,000 adults throughout 2 years and found that regardless of the day, a person wakes up in a good mood. And that is the best they're going to feel for most of the day. Not every day, but for the most part,
that's
what they're saying. Just a real quick side note, I don't know about you guys, but I always find these surveys that take like 2 years and involve this amount of people. I feel like it would be kind of fun to collect that data. It just seems like it would be kind of interesting to be able to do that over the process of years and
that
take your time with
it.
To have that kind of money, the grant money, to be able to do something like that. I think that's really cool that we do stuff like that in science and everything. It's a bit of a roller coaster after that, with a big dip around 10:30-ish. But there's another surge of happiness around 6 p.m.
When
many people are getting off of work and have dinner and they have a full stomach.
Makes sense. Yeah.
There's a downturn throughout the evening, and the least happy time is midnight or whenever you go to bed at night.
That's the least happy time?
Yeah, that seems interesting.
Night?
Yeah. They didn't address, quote, morning people versus night owls or any other factors. Also, there are some obvious stuff, like the happiest mornings are on Saturdays and Sundays, and people are happier in summer months than winter ones.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it really does.
The Telegraph is where you can find this complete article, most of the data collected by the University College of London. Okay. I bring those up if you want to find the complete article, and we like to, you know, quote our sources. Mm-hmm. And also that tells you where this survey was done. Mm-hmm. And I think that that also plays into this a little bit.
That's true. That's true. Because, I mean, it's hard to, you know, generalize if you do most of your study in one localized area. So, yeah. Makes a big difference.
I do think this is the definition of a case-by-case basis, too.
It really is.
Because there are plenty of people that are going to counter this and tell you, well, that this is the least happy part of my day or anything like that. However you actually feel, you touched on something, Seth, whether you meant to or not, that I actually did want to get to with this, and the faking it till you make it. and I've never been a real believer in that in work. Mm. I feel like that's always going to come back to foil you. There's a great Kids in the Hall sketch with Dave Foley where he's a doctor and he comes out and he's just all bloody and everything. And they're like, well, what happened? He's like, well, to be honest with you, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm really charming and handsome. And in high school, I was able to fake my way and get good grades. And then in college, people just did my homework for me. And now here I am and I'm a doctor and I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
Like it doesn't end well to me.
That's horrifying.
As far as in our own heads and convincing ourselves of things,
right?
Well, what's wrong with being the placebo? what's wrong with that? I actually am kind of living proof that this works a little bit. I mean, I don't think anybody that meets me would look at me as the definition of confidence, but I've come a long way with my confidence, in part because of the whole looking in the mirror and saying, "Hey, not bad, looking all right today, man." Even though I don't believe it, even though I don't think it, convincing yourself of these things. So if you want to have today's going to be a good day, whether you deeply believe it or not, telling yourself this has very little side effects. There's very little downside
negative
to doing
side effects.
Negative side effects. I can't see the, you know, a reason not to try this, not to give it a try at least.
Well, and it's something, I mean, we can teach ourselves, even if you're not a morning person, you can teach yourself to, you know, not be a complete grouch in the morning, you know, just
I'm working on
not present company excluded.
I was directing it at you, James.
Melissa. Thank you.
I was voicing it through Seth. That was weird, by the way. How did you do that, Seth?
I felt it.
Your impression of me is much better than James's of Brittany.
Much better. I do think that that's something that you can work on.
Something like, James, you like to say, you know, something I believe your grandfather used to say, where, you know, he said, I haven't had a day. Have you tried not having one? You know, maybe the start of the day, you know, things are going to happen that aren't going to be great. But do you let that ruin the rest of your day? Or do you say, okay, chalk that one up as a loss or whatever you want to say. Let's move on to the next thing. Let's not try to make that ruin my entire day. Right.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I think there is a way of doing this where you're also, you know, you are entitled to your feelings. You know, you have to feel your feelings too. And everything in context or in time, you know, where you can do it and everything. And a good point.
Right.
So I don't want to make it seem like either, like you're not supposed to be able to feel anything either. But, you know.
But, you know, the beginning of a new day, that's a good time. You know, that's not surprising that a lot of people feel, you know, better at the beginning. You know, let's start it again. Let's see what happens today kind of thing.
So. Reset. Clean slate.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's do it.
There you go.
We are the home of certain things, Central Wisconsin news and sports and entertainment. We try to cover that better than anybody, and I think we do. We also are the home of Dolly Parton news. We bring you that. And world records. We like to bring all of these things to you. We wrap up our opening segment with a world record. A Georgia city announced it is seeking at least 5,191 kazoo players to attend its annual festival and break a Guinness World Record. Now, this one is kind of interesting because it hasn't happened yet.
Oh.
This one, they're planning.
Okay.
So you can even make plans if you want and join organizers of the 2025 International Cherry Blossom Festival at the Atrium Health Amphitheater in Macon, Georgia.
Oh, it's in Macon. Okay.
They announced this year's event will feature an attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the largest kazoo ensemble.
I love it.
The current record of 5,190 kazoo players was set in London back in 2011.
Oh, wow.
The Make It attempt scheduled for March 28th will be led by kazoo expert Rick Hubbard.
I love that.
I have never heard of Rick before, but I guarantee you that man has a great business card.
Yes, he does.
Great business card, I bet.
He's also probably a really fun person.
He's got to be.
Playing a kazoo for a living? Yeah.
All proceeds from the $5.
Either that or he has no friends.
It's got to be one or the other, right? It has to be one or the other.
The whole reason he's doing this is
Rick,
so people will be.
Kazoo again. Come on. Could you learn a real instrument, man? What are you talking about? I progress beyond the comb and the wax paper.
Okay. That's true. The classic.
I want everybody listening, and both of you, to imagine in your head what Rick looks like.
Okay.
And then I guarantee you, you're right. I guarantee whatever you're thinking, you are absolutely right.
Oh, my gosh.
You can find out more about Rick at KazoobieKazooShow.com. Kazoobie.com is
Help
website.
Rick find some new friends. Yes, that's what we're here for. That's what the whole thing is about.
All proceeds from the $5 admission charges will be donated to the Otis Redding Foundation and Otis Redding Center for the Arts.
That's right. Oh, nice. My gosh.
Which, if I'm being honest with everybody, is the real reason I wanted to do this story.
Two people from Macon, Georgia. Otis Redding and a young Richard Penniman, a.k.a. Little Richard.
Yeah.
He was from Macon, too. So I would go there just to see the sights, maybe, as well as the... Maybe I'll avoid the kazoos.
Oh, come on. For $5?
I guess that's not bad, yeah.
No. A kazoo sound doesn't drive me absolutely crazy.
Okay.
A kazoo doesn't bother me.
Several thousand of them?
That I'm wondering.
That'd be hard to know.
I might wear earplugs.
Yeah.
But I'd be part of it. I'd be blowing... I'd be humming my kazoo as loud as I could hum it.
I think it'd be fun. And
you don't blow them, you hum them.
You do, that's right.
And when they're doing these world records, maybe they do this more than I realize or not, but to do this where you're raising money for these foundations, mm-hmm. you can't lose. Whether you break the world record or not, you can't lose in this situation.
Absolutely.
You're helping fun young artists and everything.
Right. At least going to get $5.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Because Rick is showing up.
Because Rick
may be the only one. No, I'm kidding.
Rick is definitely going to be there. You can at least count on Rick.
If they can get 5,000 kazoo players in London, I think they should easily be able to break that record in the United States. I mean, come on.
I think so.
Georgia alone.
Be listening all week long, everybody, as our civic media up and down the state Love on the Air Text to Win contest is going strong.
That's right.
We are having so much fun with this one, everybody. We've got a couple of great ones lined up for you, everyone, and I think I have dragged this out long enough.
Do it.
Our Love on the Air contest is going on. What you've got to do is get ready to text us a keyword on the civic media app. You got the app handy? Okay, good. Ready. All right. So let's go ahead and get you that keyword, everybody, to text to us. And your keyword for today is, or this hour, I'm sorry, is, well, you know, it is actually, no, the keyword is Cupid.
Ooh, that's a good February word.
It is.
Yeah. C-U-P-I-D. Cupid. Text that word to us, everybody, on the Civic Media app. You got the whole hour to do so. Get it to us and get in on the winning, and maybe you could win some of these grand prizes. Performing Arts Center, Love Inc., Mission Coffee House, Amethyst Rising, Full Circle Massage, Honest Cranberry, Paul Gross Jewelers, Dance with Dignity DJ. So much cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to do this.
Great prize.
Yeah. We're able to do this thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and WAM Incorporated. Mm-hmm. And, of course, want to thank our tech sponsor, Johnson & Sons Jeep.
All good businesses around here.
Mm-hmm.
Pull out that Civic Media app and text us the keyword Cupid this hour and get in on the winning, everybody. Thank you so much for all of these sponsors, everybody who has downloaded the app and everybody who's already played along. And keep on listening throughout the day because you'll have other opportunities at 10, noon, and 2 o'clock today.
Yeah.
And then through the week, right up until Thursday, you've got an opportunity every 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, and 2 o'clock hour to text us the keyword practice right now. Cupid.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Text it.
More times you're entered, the more chances to win.
That's right.
Yeah. And again, thank you to everybody for playing along.
Mm-hmm.
Take a quick time out. We'll get to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's the morning show, WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe with the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you tomorrow to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Our friends at El Cafe will be open tomorrow for you. They are so excited to get the week started, too. Now, they had this right. They have the Mondays off of the...
See, they always have Mondays off. They were smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're planning for the big game, I guess. That was they did it.
They're really smart over there, the Fidel and the gang. They really are.
Yeah.
And you can find out how smart and how talented they are, too, by checking that menu out tomorrow when they open their doors. Buy local, support local, everybody.
Delicious.
And have some great pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, for dessert. Doesn't matter if it's breakfast. Have pie for breakfast, people.
Yes.
Breakfast
telling
pie.
You right now.
I 100% support that.
When we do our remote from there, I promise you and every individual out there that is exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, listen to that. He said it.
Exactly
he what said I'm he put said it out it. On the airwaves. Yes, he did.
We also encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to us. You can email them to us, info@WFHR.com. Direct message us through our Facebook pages as well and call up.
715-424-2600.
Yeah.
Encourage you to join the conversation, everybody. We're looking forward to hanging out with you and getting those birthdays and anniversaries from everybody out there.
Sorry for the slight pause, James, on that number. I was distracted by the coffee fairies. Is that the coffee fairies?
The coffee fairies?
They're on the El Cafe Facebook page from this weekend. They posted a picture of the coffee fairies are here. People that it's crossed off that drink pour coffee are smart and sexy.
Yes. So good.
Nice.
You got to check out their Facebook page, everybody. It's
They're awesome.
Yeah. And it's a great way to check out their specials and different things that they're doing throughout the day.
Yeah.
I appreciate that they do that. They do a great job updating that. As a side note, real quick, to you guys and the audience out there, I've been racking my brain for years trying to find new birthday songs so we can play for our intros
everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I've overthought this all the time. Maybe we should just have celebration songs. Songs that are just celebrating.
Well,
doesn't have to be specifically birthdays.
Because we're doing anniversaries, too, and there's only, one anniversary song?
Why is this now just dawning on me after 8 or 9 years of doing this segment?
Because you're really sick of the songs you have?
I just wanted to change it up. Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, a little column A.
I'm all set for that, man. I did a whole Seth Face the Music about celebration, so I'm there. I got the music.
I got it ready for you, dude.
Yeah.
We'll talk off air a little bit more about that one. And I do want to, I did bring this up in part because I also wanted to let the audience know that we're always taking recommendations and ideas. Hey, you got bumper ideas, you got ideas for themes into songs. We love hearing from you guys about that stuff. Need a 1 through 3. Seth, give me a 1 through 3.
2, right down the middle.
Gives us that qualifier.
I'm not thinking of baseball at all. Down the middle.
Right down the middle. Oh, pitchers and catchers reporting this week.
Yeah, that's right.
We wish a happy birthday to Gwen Osowski.
Happy birthday, Gwen.
Happy birthday.
Oh, and enjoy the day, Gwen. Gwen's a great name. I've always liked the name Gwen. Enjoy the day, Gwen. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish a very happy birthday to Vince Veit.
Happy birthday, Vince.
Happy birthday, Vince.
Vince, enjoy the day. We hope it's a good one for you as well.
Yeah.
And we're wishing a happy birthday to our qualifier, Nathan Harris.
Oh. Happy birthday, Nathan.
Happy birthday, Nathan.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it and celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe.
Tomorrow. But do ask for your pie because you'll get free pie.
Yes. Yeah. Don't forget.
Don't forget to do that. Don't forget. I got to keep mentioning it. We got to mention that more. Yeah. We take a look at our celebrity list. Chloe Grace Moretz is 28 today. Only 28, man.
Gosh, she's been around for like a decade. She started so young.
Yeah. Good actor. Very good actor. And only getting better, I think, too, as she goes on. Let's see. Emma Roberts is 34, also a good young actress.
Yeah.
If you've seen her if you watch American Horror Story, more than likely you've seen her. She was a pretty consistent actor on there over the seasons. She was in Scream Queens as well. Mm. She's the niece of Julia Roberts and the daughter of Eric Roberts.
Oh, I didn't even know they were related. How about that?
Yeah. She's, again, another one, got a good career going. A very good career going. Let's see here. Elizabeth Banks is 51. You're going to remember her as an actress. She was, of course, in a couple of different movies, comedically, but she's really focused on directing over the last handful of years.
And she's got such a great voice, too. She does. She's done a lot of great voice acting as well, like in the Lego movie and a couple other ones. Yeah.
I remember her from The Saint.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Deep cut.
Yeah. Great. She's directed the Charlie Angels remakes, the second Pitch Perfect movie. She was also in them. Yeah. Good
actor. She's very talented.
The great Laura Dern is 58 today.
All right.
Jurassic Park, the David Lynch classic Blue Velvet, of course, mm-hmm. Wild at Heart. She was also Vice Admiral Holda in Star Wars, Last Jedi. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Oscar winner from Marriage Story.
That's right. Oh, wow.
Interesting. Just to see Laura Dern in Jurassic Park there, I did not realize there was a new Jurassic Park coming out until that the trailer last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just hadn't heard much about that one.
Right.
It's so rare that that happens to me, that something like that skates just, by my, you know,
sneaks up by everything.
Yeah. I actually, it's the first time in a long time I saw a trailer for a Jurassic Park movie. It was like, okay.
Maybe.
I'm probably going to watch that. Okay. I'll probably watch. I don't know how good it'll be, right? I will wholeheartedly admit, I think Scarlett Johansson is in one of the best actors out there. Mm-hmm. So I see her attached to something, and Mahershala Ali.
Oh, yeah, he's so good.
Those are two actors. They usually don't sign up for scripts for the money. So that seems like, okay, well, I'll check it out. You know, it might seem hard. Pro golfer Greg Norman, 70 years old for the Shark.
Old man.
The great Mark Spitz is 75 today. At one point in the Olympic story, Mark Spitz was considered maybe the greatest Olympic swimmer of all time.
For many, many years.
Many years he held this. And it looked like nobody would ever beat what Mark Spitz did. Mm-hmm. Mark, he won 7 gold medals in swimming at the 1972 Olympics. And he set world records in all 7 events. And then Michael Phelps came around.
Yeah, he kind of ruined the whole thing for him.
Yeah, and no disrespect to either athlete.
No.
I love both athletes. Michael Phelps, one of my favorite athletes I've ever seen. But Mark Spitz.
For many years, Mark Spitz was the acme. He was the gold standard. Yeah. Literally gold standard.
Yeah, nicely done.
I just pulled a James there. Oh my gosh.
Roberta Flack is 88 today.
Oh yeah.
Killing him softly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love that voice.
The first time I ever saw your face, the closer I get to you, where is the love? Where is the love? Oh man. God, that song gets me.
You play that song every day. Where is the love?
Killing Me Softly. That one,
gorgeous song.
There's a lot of good versions of that out there. Mm-hmm. There's actually a pretty decent Fugees version of that song.
Yeah, not bad.
I've heard that one.
Nothing compares to the original.
No,
nothing.
She amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Robert Wagner, 95 today.
The
dad on NCIS. He's also the Dr. Evil's henchman number 2 at Austin Powers. I forgot about that. It Takes a Thief, though. Heart to Heart.
Heart to Heart. He was on show, though. Heart to Heart, yep.
I couldn't think of the TV show, Heart to Heart. Yeah, but It Takes a Thief.
He's an old Hollywood stalwart, is Robert Wagner.
Yeah. In Lon Chaney Jr. Would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1906, passed away in 1973. The original Wolfman.
Yes.
One of the great vaudeville actors that went into doing a lot
of
that stuff.
He was one of the great horror actors of all time, to be sure.
One more time, happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. We wish you a great one. Enjoy your day and make plans tomorrow to join our friends over at El Cafe when they open their doors. They'll be open again tomorrow right at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We will take a time out. We'll come back and we're going to talk about PETA wanting to replace Punxsutawney Phil, trying to make him early retirement for Phil. Early retirement.
James, I have to make a quick correction. I had the wrong Elizabeth. Elizabeth Shue was in The Saint. Not Elizabeth
Banks. Okay. All right.
I wasn't going to say anything.
They look similar. Why? Why wouldn't you correct me?
because we were moving, and I correcting me when I say a name wrong, I think is a good thing for the audience and for everybody. I think we need more of that in life. And then there's times where I'm like, I'm not going to nitpick. Like, let's say, you know, it's not like,
it was an Elizabeth.
Do look kind of similar.
They do.
Now that I think about it,
big difference. I had a gigantic crush on Elizabeth Shue. So I knew exactly what you were talking about when you said that.
You and a lot of teenagers in the 90s.
The Adventures in Babysitting, man. It's that darn movie. We'll take a time out. We'll be back with more show on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. We We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Happy Monday, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Groundhog Day? How did you feel about it? We're going to bring this one up a couple of weeks after Groundhog Day, so we're not too, you know, sensitive to it. We're not too close to it or anything.
Give it some time.
Yeah.
And maybe those poor groundhogs are back to hibernating.
Yeah, seriously.
So they won't hear it.
Every year, PETA makes it very clear that they are not a fan of the actual groundhog Punxsutawney Phil being used on Groundhog Day, and they have offered suggestions on things to do instead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think that PETA is actually playing this 100% wrong, like they do a lot of things. I will make it very, very clear. I am a huge lover of animals, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. will fight for animals, will talk about animals as much as I can, mm-hmm. any chance I get, and that includes so much, not just working with our Humane Society and having a Pet of the Week, but our farm animals and talking with people like Matt Lippert about that and mm-hmm. different subject matters. What I don't like is people hurting the cause and taking the eye off the ball in a way and having to sensationalize.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you have to, if you don't think you can reach people without comparing what's happening to, you know, to animals in to chickens in these manufacturing places and stuff.
Right.
If you have to compare that to the Holocaust, you lose me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need to do that. I think your cause stands on its own. I don't think that the human brain needs that. I think that you hurt both causes when you do that mm-hmm. and bring everybody down. And so much of PETA is talking down to people and judging people and throwing blood on fur in these things, which, again, is just about sensationalism and not about the point. The point right. should be animal rights. The point mm-hmm. should be giving animals a decent life, like anything living should have. I don't think mm-hmm. that's a far-fetched thing. I don't think that's a hippy-dippy thing. I would think that that's pretty common, that we would want that for anything living.
Right.
So I think that's important. And PETA's, again, completely playing this wrong, because they should be endorsing Punxsutawney Phil. That's a working animal right there. That's a working animal. That's an animal. And he got a pretty good gig.
Yeah, he does.
Does anybody mm-hmm. realize how good these animals live?
Work one day a year.
One day a year, and you are living it up the rest of the year. I'm maybe a tiny bit exaggerating. Like these groundhogs actually do live very good lives mm-hmm. for a groundhog. Like
right.
They're taken very good care of.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they have a pretty silly idea. They say that if Punxsutawney Groundhog Club agrees to retire Phil permanently to a reputable animal sanctuary, they'll provide a giant vegan weather reveal cake every year. So their genius idea, the marketing geniuses over at PETA, have decided that a gender reveal idea is a good idea for the birthdays. For
Groundhog Day,
or not
yeah,
it's
right,
going to
yeah.
be winter or not. We're just going to change this. Instead of a groundhog seeing its shadow or not, we're just going to see open like cut a cake.
Right, right, right. Well, this is very much in their MO. You know, this kind of like you were saying, James. It's the sensational part of it. It's to get people talking, which, you know, succeeded. They got the governor of Pennsylvania to say something about it.
Yep.
So it worked. Now, whether or not it helps, like you said, the cause. Very much open to debate.
Yeah.
But think of all the different creative things they could do with cake.
I knew the cake would get you.
It did. So we've seen the gender reveal where, you know, the happy couple has their wine glasses and they're both mm-hmm. stabbing it into the cake and revealing mm-hmm. at the same time.
Right.
I mean, we could be shoving cake into somebody's face. That sounds like fun.
I do like that.
That's true.
We could be catapulting cake against a wall. Dropping cake from a
dropping
building.
Cake drop.
I was waiting for the drop. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say drop.
Come on.
Yeah.
This could be a lot. We could have a cake fight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many things we can do with cake. We can eat it.
You could donate the cake to yep. cause and stuff.
Maybe not after you drop it.
Mm. Ooh, I don't think I'd want to eat it then. No.
I like the idea of doing some of these things. Mm-hmm. The idea that gender reveal parties led to this is very funny to me. The story of that is funny. I love the idea of, and this is what happens. We go to this. We completely retire the animals. You know, seeing weather.
Sure.
everything going forward is cake reveals, and like here in Wisconsin, it's like a cranberry reveal, whatever it might be. I love the idea of like 40, 50 years from now, them teaching the we used to be what we used to do, and then we were influenced by all these birth reveal parties and everything. Birth reveal parties used to be this thing, and
exactly.
This is a wild story to be telling. The evolution of
the
this
evolution
is,
of this yeah, whole thing.
This is,
right?
This yeah. is interesting to me. So their idea is that the inside of the cake. If it's blue, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. And if it's pink, there will be an early spring, of course.
And those are the colors they chose?
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with them? They could have chose green or white.
Yeah, seriously.
What the heck?
I don't think you lean into that much the gender reveal thing.
No, what?
Especially
that's a little too far.
And this is the other part of this too, is that so much of the people working there and the people in the board and all this. And I'm not just throwing this stuff out there, everybody. I've done my homework on these things. If you hear me talking about something, I guarantee you, I have overthought it, and I have definitely way more than any human being should.
Read a few articles, maybe.
They live in bubbles. And they live in these bubbles where they think that everybody feels the same exact way they do about these things as strongly as they do. And when you do that, your creativity shrivels up. So what do? You're literally stealing the idea of gender reveal, like 100%. It's as if they're doing a PowerPoint, and you can actually see on the top of the PowerPoint where they erased gender reveal party.
And put groundhog reveal or whatever they call it. Yeah.
Okay, in their defense, I just want to play devil's advocate for a minute. Blue is associated with cold, and I guess pink could be associated with, like flower buds.
I did think of that too, but it wasn't as funny. Like that. No, 100%.
But still,
you're right,
Melissa, the green-white thing
white
makes more sense.
So much better.
Yeah, so much more
definitely,
sense.
Definitely.
You know, like
or even
nature.
If you wanted a color other than white, green and brown, since our winters are brown anyway.
Yeah, nicely done.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it's a bad idea about coming up with something different than using animals or Punxsutawney Phil or any of that. I don't know. The messenger doesn't help.
No.
For one, I'll admit that. And I'm talking about for myself. Mm. But the idea that where they go with this here, I feel like they're really missing the mark. I mean, there's something there. Something that could be there if you just let it build a little bit. You got to bake it. You let it cook.
It has something. And maybe they've already got their bona fides, PETA does. But to specifically say, we take a vegan cake. It's like, come on, guys.
Why do they have to go that far?
But seems a lot like virtue signaling to me.
Yeah,
and
that's
very annoying. Very annoying.
Mm-hmm. I still think we should go with the statue. Of an ape, with the eight ball thing on the inside.
Yeah.
And you just flip the statue. I mean, it could be a whole big thing because obviously statues are heavy.
Yeah.
So you need the special equipment to lift it. It could be a whole ceremony. And then you get to see what the statue eight ball reveals. So. Spring is
there was a state that still
likely.
Has a statue, right? That's what they use.
Yeah.
You could use a statue like they do.
Exactly.
I mean, there you go.
Did you wake up this morning, pull yourself together, and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going. I'm going to do this. I'm going to work today. Well done, everybody. Well done. I am proud of each and every one of you. In fact, winning bell. Winning bell for each and every one of you. That includes all of you out there. That includes Melissa and Seth and Pam and Laura and Beth and everybody here. Because according to a new annual survey, an estimated 22.6 million Americans who plan to work today are not.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is up from 16.1 million last year. That also breaks the previous record of 18.8 million back in 2023.
Holy cow. A lot of people.
Yeah. So apparently we're the only people working.
Yeah.
We're it.
Hooray for us for doing the bare minimum, right?
showing up.
There may have been even more no-shows than that because this was just people who planned to stay home.
The true numbers won't come out till later this week.
Exactly.
Yeah. On top of that, another 12.9 million employees said that they plan to go to work late today. And this is why people keep talking about just taking the Monday off after the Super Bowl off.
Mm-hmm.
In a survey from last month, 55% of Americans said that the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday, but the NFL could make this debate mute by pushing the Super Bowl back 1 week so it lines up with President's Day.
Right.
Yeah. That'll never happen.
We talked about this before.
Yeah, that part.
Why would they give up another week?
Yeah, they would never do that. that. If anything, they're looking. They've got this all wrong. The NFL isn't looking to go back and line up for President's Day. They're looking to go forward and line up with Easter. They're looking to extend this to Easter.
That's insane.
Football
players need more of an off season so they can like recover from all the car accidents they were in on the field.
You can make the argument more than anybody else.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%, Melissa.
Yep.
The Super Bowl schedule is set for the next 2 years, and if there's a possibility that an 18th regular season week could happen, which it will, it'll be in the 2027-2028 season. And another part of this too, and this is you know, wild to think of, and I'm not saying that this, you know, I have anything really to build on here, but I am a student of history, and especially when it comes to entertainment and American entertainment specifically, and what goes up must come down. And at one point when we were kids, nothing seemed like it would ever be bigger than the World Series. The World Series and baseball, American apple pie, this was what we were built on as a country. This was our sport. We loved it. And now nobody watches baseball. it could happen that where the Super Bowl is not the gigantic big thing that it is, that it still pulls in the numbers that it does, and you look at the ratings at the end of every year, and the Super Bowl is up there at the number one spot or whatever.
Yeah, because the World Series still happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But it, I don't know that it's going to always be pulling in the pop culture that it does. You know, especially with them doing a lot of the things that they're doing to hurt the game and forget their core audience that built the NFL. They continue year after year to kind of push them aside and say, like, hey, all you cable lovers, we don't care about you. We're throwing all of our stuff on Netflix. They're killing the golden goose. Yeah. They do this year after year, more and more. That's going to have an effect after a while. Now, it may not be for a decade or two.
Who knows?
It may not even be that noticeable. But what comes up must come down.
Yep. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
And in all likelihood, that is what will happen.
So it seems like a moot point also to give the Monday after the Super Bowl off when they keep moving it around. And I don't know how relevant that's always going
to
be.
I would say, hey, folks out there who are planning probably to take it off anyway, just take the day off.
Yeah.
You know, take it as a vacation day. Don't call in later when you say you're going to be there. Come on, plan ahead a little bit.
It does sound like some of them did plan it, though.
Some of them did. That's true. So let's kudos to you for totally taking a fake day off, but you know, whatever.
Personal days are personal days, man.
100%. More power to anybody out there, you know.
Since I didn't watch, and I still don't know who won, what time did the game end last night?
About 9:30.
Something like that.
Yeah, 9:30.
Yep. It's not terrible.
I was going to say, one of the biggest compliments I can give the NFL, I think they picked the perfect time to have that game. 5:30, done before 10.
Yep.
I thought it was starting at like 7.
I did. It used to.
There's some years it does, and I don't know if it's where they're playing it, because if it's on the West Coast, maybe they do it a little bit later, but yeah.
Yeah. I thought that's a perfect start time.
I think that worked out nice.
We will take a quick time out. When we come back, 10 things you should never plug into a power strip.
Very important.
Yes.
Safety issues.
Plug forks in.
We cover the big, heavy topics around it. Coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a good start to your Monday morning out there. Gets a little bit better here in some Sam Cooke.
Love the Sam Cooke, man. Make me feel good in the morning.
I just happen to want to hear the song Cupid from Sam Cooke. There's no rhyme or reason at all.
No reason why
that song would pop in my hair. But I did want to mention just randomly that we have this amazing contest going on right now called Love on the Air. It is up and down the state. We're having some fun. I'm sorry, right here at WFHR and WIRI. We're having fun with this one.
This is just for you, our listeners.
Yeah.
We don't get to do the text to win contest just for our stations.
Not very much. It is very exciting.
It's also our biggest Valentine's contest we've ever done.
Bar none.
Gigantic.
Maybe our biggest one Period.
Wow, it's awesome. It's up there.
You have a chance to buy just texting us a keyword every hour that we ask in the 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, and 2 o'clock hours. You text us the keyword we give you through the Civic Media app, and just like that, you can win prizes, all of our grand prizes. It's the Performing Arts Center, Love Inc., Mission Coffee House, Amethyst Rising, Full Circle Massage, Honest Cranberry, Paul Gross Jewelers, Dance Wig, Dignity DJ. You can see the complete list at our website, WFHR.com or WIRI.com. Mm-hmm. Be sure to go there. Bookmark those pages while you're at it.
Yep. Also, the full contest rules. Yep.
Date night.
Yep.
A bag of cranberry. 3 bags of cranberries. Yes. Beautiful bracelet. Wow. This sounds like fun, guys. Can I enter?
Yeah. No. No, you may not.
I thought about it myself, Melissa. You can get in.
Kalissa
on this
May.
One.
Who's this Kalissa May? I don't know.
That was awesome. That's good. Go ahead and all these businesses we're mentioning, you know, go to them. Buy local. Yeah. Support local, everybody.
Yep.
Support our friends like Equality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated, Johnson & Sons Jeep, all these great businesses working with us. And yes, text us the keyword Cupid. Text us that word, everybody. That is your keyword for this hour. Yep. C-U-P-I-D, Cupid.
Yes, indeed.
And have the Sam Cooke head stuck in your head all day.
I will.
I sure will. I definitely will. I definitely will. I love that song.
Love it.
We got a bunch, I would have loved this story actually right before the holidays when people were really testing their power strips. And I really would have loved this story like in the 90s. We just didn't have the rules that we have now for power strips.
Oh, did we?
Most of them are and in fact, I think that there's a law. I want to say that there's a law my dad looked up where you can't even sell power strips nowadays that don't have the safety mechanisms to them.
The breaker on there. Yeah.
The automatic shutoff.
Yep, exactly.
So that's wonderful. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
And everything. That also doesn't mean that you still push the limits.
Please don't.
And if your home it doesn't have enough outlets, you're probably using power strips, which is fine as long as none of this stuff is plugged into them. So we got a bunch of them here for you of things you should never have plugged into a power strip.
Okay.
Which means they should be plugged directly into the wall, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Refrigerators. They're one of the biggest power draws in your home, mm-hmm. and the cycle on and off of that, which can overload any power strip within hours.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And then your fridge shuts down and you have no refrigeration.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bad news.
Microwaves. Mm-hmm. Microwaves are another big one.
Yep.
Coffee makers, toasters, and slow cookers. That might be a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought a coffee maker would be bad to have plugged into a power strip.
Yeah, me neither. Wouldn't have thought of it at all. Mm-hmm. Any appliance that heats up will draw a lot of power.
Oh.
Blenders don't heat up, but they use a lot of power.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm seeing a pattern here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things
appliances
that use more power. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Air conditioners.
Tons
of watts.
That one makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And air conditioners, and something to keep in mind with all of these things, even if they're not on, they're pulling power.
Yeah, yes. That vampire power suck.
Yep. Hair care appliances. This includes blow dryers, curling irons, and hair straighteners.
Again, things that heat up or use heat. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Washing machines. Even energy efficient ones shouldn't be used with power strips.
No.
Well, they have a special plug on them. Anyway.
Most of them
How would you plug that into a power strip?
Great question.
I'd like to see the rig, and I'm like, no, actually, I would not want to see the rig for that. No.
There's
duct tape.
There's the show that everybody hears, and then I think all of us, especially co-hosts, we are people that have done this a number of times and everything. You have the show in your head,
right?
And in my head, I'm wondering the same thing Melissa's saying out loud. I'm like,
how do you do this?
Portable heaters. It takes up a lot of energy.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And they are one of the bigger causes of fires when it comes to...
For obvious reasons, right.
When you plug them in, especially to power strips, it cannot handle them. Power tools. They make industrial power strips you can use with them, but they're more expensive. But there are power strips built for power tools.
But they're specifically for power tools, yes.
And gaming equipment. You can maybe get away with plugging your PS5 into a power strip, but gaming computers draw more power. Either way, you're better off plugging into a surge protector and then directly into the wall.
Yes. The surge protectors are very important, too, because they can save your valuable computer equipment if struck by lightning or, something like that. So, yeah.
And dear God, do not daisy chain this. No, another power strip.
Oh, God.
And
we should have learned that a long time ago.
I've seen that one. I've seen people do that. It could trip a breaker, start a fire, of course. You really shouldn't plug extension cords into power strips either. Long cords create more electrical resistance, which is like a friction for electricity. The more resistance there is, the hotter things get.
Yes. Oh, see, now I didn't know that. That's good to know. With extension cords. Okay, good to know.
This is similar to a game of telephone, that, you know, as this goes on, as the words go on, they lose their meaning, their power, they're misinterpreted. Yeah, it's the same thing with electricity. The more outlets you have, the more powers you have pulling from that, it's going to muddy it up.
The more confused it gets. Suddenly, fire!
Exactly.
Not good.
Now, when we were building this studio, one of the first things Marcus and I said, we need outlets everywhere.
Yes.
We want more outlets than we know what to do with. And you're seeing that in a lot of modern building. Yeah. Where there's more and more of that. But there's so many people that are out there living in older apartments or older houses that don't have this.
It's amazing the difference. Yeah.
One outlet in a room, that makes it really hard.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
To not use extension cords or power strips.
So with that said, be smart about these. Unplug that power strip if you're going to be using it. Keep an eye on these things. Mm-hmm. Please use modern power surgers and everything.
Yep.
And just keep.
They have some really good ones out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's dang near impossible to ask people to never do any one of these things. It is being
really
realistic
hard.
About it.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Exactly.
But you can be safe. Be safe about it.
As safe as you can.
We'll be back in just a little bit.
My lover's heart for me.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.